بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, previously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned various proofs of His greatness, His power, His might, that Allah is the one who gives life, Allah is the one who takes life, Allah is the one who has created the night, the day, Allah is the one who created each and every person, Allah is the one who sends down rain, and by means of this rain, the crops and vegetation then grow, and this also is beneficial to insan. So all of these dalail and proofs of Allah's greatness, of Allah's might, of Allah's supremacy were mentioned. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now laments the condition of the Quraysh of Makkah, that despite them realizing, acknowledging and seeing all of these proofs, they still attributed and ascribed partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After having seen these proofs of His greatness, then they should have believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. They should have worshipped Allah alone. But despite them seeing this and realizing it, they still ascribe partners to Allah. So Allah says, وَجَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ شُرَكَاءَ الْجِنَّ وَخَلَقَهُمْ. That they, in other words, these Quraysh of Makkah, they assigned as partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the jinn. وَخَلَقَهُمْ. Whereas Allah is the one who created the jinn. And what is meant that they took the jinn or the devils and they made them the partners of Allah? Of course, we know they were idol worshippers. They would not worship the devil directly or the jinnat directly. But what is meant by this is that their idol worship was influenced by the jinnat. So therefore, they were taking instruction, they were taking direction, they were taking so-called guidance from the jinnat. So it is as though they were worshipping the jinn themselves. And we find this very same concept is mentioned in the incident of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he said to his father, Ya Abati, La ta'budi shaytan. Oh my father, don't worship shaytan. So here also Mufassirin explain that his father and his people were not worshipping shaytan directly, but what is meant is that they were taking their so-called guidance and direction from shaytan. So here Allah says they assigned the jinn as partners to Allah. وَخَرَقُوا لَهُ بَنِينَ وَبَنَاتٍ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. And they then falsely attributed to Allah sons and daughters بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ, without having any knowledge of this. And this is referring to the Yahud and Nasara. وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ عُزَيْرٌ ابْنُ اللَّهِ. The Jews would say that Uzair alayhi salam was the son of Allah. And the Christians, on the other hand, we know they would say that Isa alayhi salam is the son of Allah. The mushrikeen of Mecca, they would say al-malaikatu banatullah. The angels, the malaika, these are the daughters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all of these groups, the Yahud, the Nasara, the mushrikeen, they attributed to Allah or they claimed that Allah had sons or daughters. This was done without any knowledge, without any proof from their side. So Allah now negates this. Subhanahu wa ta'ala amma yasifun. Subhanahu, this word we are familiar with. We say subhanallah, we call it tasbih, to praise Allah. And generally you will find the translation of subhanallah, we will find it written as glory be to Allah or praise be to Allah. But the true meaning of subhan, here ulama explain, is that this is a word that negates all defects, all deficiency, all flaws from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we say subhanallah, what does it mean? It literally means that I am declaring Allah to be free from all deficiencies, from all flaws, from all weaknesses. So Allah himself mentions subhanahu, that Allah is free from all of these deficiencies. In other words, to have a child is in some way regarded as a sign of weakness, because a person takes a child or has a child out of need for a child. He needs someone to continue his lineage, or he needs someone to assist him, or he is desirous of companionship. Whatever reason it may be, this is why a person has a family and has children. So Allah is free from all of these faults and deficiencies. وَتَعَالَى. And Allah is exalted. Allah is lofty. Allah is well above مَا يَصِفُونَ, that which they ascribe to him. So this can never be the condition or the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have children or to have a spouse or to have any partners. Why is this? Allah then says, بَدِيعُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The reason that Allah cannot have children or cannot have any partners is that Allah is the badi'. Allah is the originator of the skies and the earth. This word as well, badi', we are familiar with the word bid'ah, which we normally translate as innovation, something that was not part of deen, and now somebody makes it part of deen. But the literal meaning of the word bid'ah, and here the word badi', is something that comes into being or existence when there was absolutely no trace of it. There was nothing like it before, and now it suddenly comes into existence or comes into being. So this is called bid'ah. So Allah calls Himself badi'u samawati wal ard. Allah is the one who brought the skies and earth into existence when they were not in existence, when there was nothing like the skies and the earth. And here Mufassirin explain that Allah could have just said khaliqu samawat. Allah is the creator of the skies and the earth. But the deeper meaning of badi' here is that Allah originated them, meaning He did not use anybody else's raw materials to create the skies and the earth. He did not copy anybody else's design, like we find in today's time. Somebody makes an item or manufactures an item, then he is using raw materials from the ground or from nature. This is all the creation of Allah. Or a person creates something, but he steals the design idea from some other person's creation. So Allah, when He created the skies and the earth, this was original. There was no draft copy beforehand, or there was no design that He looked at beforehand, but He originated the skies and the earth. If this is the power and the qudrat of Allah, then how is it possible that Allah has partners, that there are others who are also equal to Allah? أَنَّا يَكُونُ لَهُ وَلَدٌ وَلَمْ تَكُلْ لَهُ صَاحِبًا. Allah says, how is it possible for him to have a child, whereas he does not have a spouse? The Nasara also, the Christians, would not say directly that Allah has a wife. Yes, they would say Maryam alayhi salam is the mother of Isa alayhi salam, but they would not go to the extent of directly saying that Allah has a wife. So, if you do not claim that he has a wife, how is it then possible for him to have a child? وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. And he has created everything. Everything is his makhluq. If everything is his makhluq, it cannot be his partner. It cannot be his offspring. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. And Allah has knowledge over everything. Allah knows the claims that you make. Allah knows the attributions that you make. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ. That being who has been described above, that is Allah your Rabb. La ilaha illa hu. There is no deity, there is no being worthy of worship besides Him. خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ فَاعْبُدُوهُ. He is the creator of everything, so worship Him alone. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَكِيلٍ. And He is that being who is in control, in charge of everything. He takes care of your affairs, He takes care of the running of the skies and the earth. And therefore, logic demands once again that you should direct your worship and your obedience to Him alone. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.